There's no doubt that the possibility that the next Labour leader could be Jeremy Corbyn has enlivened the contest and alarmed some of the party's leading lights. But what would he actually do in power? Mr Corbyn will later today put flesh on the bones of his economic policy, which he says would bring an end to the years of austerity. He suggested he'd increase corporation tax, cut tax relief to companies, increase taxation on those he calls fortunate, including a 50% tax rate, and renationalise the railways. Critics like Shadow Chancellor Chris Leslie claim what he calls Corbynomics would end up hurting the poor.
Take, for example, this suggestion that there should be a people's quantitative easing. In other words, the Bank of England should be able to just turn on the printing presses and magically deal with all the public service and public investment needs that we have. Of course, at one level, sounds fantastically easy. If there's a shortage of money, print some more. The difficulty is, if that then provokes higher inflation, if that then means that interest rates go up, who will pay the price for that? It's the poorest and those on the lowest incomes who already find the cost of living very difficult.
Well, Richard Murphy is the director of Tax Research UK, an economic advisor to Jeremy Corbyn's campaign. I think it was your policy that's being criticised there, and the accusation is, I suppose, printing money leads to inflation, which hurts the poorest.
Well, it was indeed my idea that is being criticised there, and I'm afraid Chris Leslie has got this completely wrong. First of all, he should remember that it was a Labour government that in 2009 created a programme of QE that eventually printed £375 billion of money to bail out the banks. It didn't work, it simply boosted bank bonuses and bank profits, and ordinary people didn't benefit. People's QE, which he seems to be confusing with the form which was created by Ed Balls, is fundamentally different. People's QE, I won't go into the technicalities, does indeed have the Bank of England print new money, which is identical, by the way, to the process that is used by ordinary banks when they lend to business. But it gives that money, indeed, to people like housing authorities, to local councils, to a green investment bank, to build houses, to build schools and build hospitals, the very things that Chris Leslie said would not be possible if this programme was put into place.
I suppose his point is that it creates inflation and that hurts.
Well, let's deal with the inflation issue. First of all, we don't have inflation in this country at the moment, and the target is to have 2% inflation. So, in fact, we do need a programme that creates inflation. Right across Europe, that is official policy at the moment. The EU is creating €1 trillion of QE to make sure that inflation is restored, because that actually is the basis of economic prosperity. People don't invest when we don't have inflation. Therefore, we need it. Of course, we would turn the policy off. Any form of people's QE would be turned off if we got back to a situation of high wages and full employment. But we are so far from that at the moment that we have to tackle the low-wage economy, the lack of productivity in the UK, by creating new investment, which is the foundation for new prosperity. So Chris Leslie is simply wrong on this point. Actually, this programme is about creating jobs in every single constituency in the UK. It is not costless. There will be a small amount of inflation, but we need it. It would have to be used responsibly, but of course Jeremy Corbyn understands that. It could not go on forever. We all know that too. But right now, given the economic situation we face, where thousands, hundreds of thousands, even millions of people in this country are underpaid, aren't paying tax because they don't earn enough to do so, then of course we can't balance the government's books. We need to actually have this programme to get these people to earn enough so they can contribute to balancing the government's books. And the real question is, for Chris Leslie, is why did you support £375 billion for the banks when actually very much less would create jobs in every constituency throughout the UK, which is precisely what Jeremy Corbyn is offering by adopting this programme?
Richard Murphy, thank you very much.